Sue Market's importance lies not only in the fact that it offers a wide variety of fresh, locally produced food items for Saltites to buy and enjoy, but also because it supports Sue and Algoma District food vendors in the spirit of buy local. Though open only on Saturdays throughout the year and an extra day during the week in the summer months, it's also a geographical alternative to supermarkets located along such thoroughfares as Trunk Road, Great Northern Road, and Second Line. We don't have a lot of food options in the downtown core, and we offer variety to our clientele, said Robert Pryor, Sue Market General Manager, in an interview with Sue Today. Sue Market for short, located at 73 Brock Street, is a not-for-profit operation that meets provincial criteria to be classified as an official farmer's market. The market was formerly known as the Mill Market, in the city's old fish hatchery on Canal Drive. It reopened as Sue Market on Brock Street in September 2023. Pryor said Sue Market currently has 34 food vendors. Among the more well-known vendors are Agawa Fishery and, for beef lovers, Panakian Hills Farms. Our vendors include farmers of produce and meat, vendors who sell prepared foods, hot and frozen foods, two mobile units outside, one does Syrian food, the other does roadhouse food. We have a pizzeria that's open inside and another light-duty kitchen inside that does fried chicken and poutine, Pryor said. More vendors will be arriving at the market in the near future, Pryor said. I'm expecting the chocolatier Sweet Change to rejoin us, the maple syrup producer Hogan's Homestead will be joining us, and Thompson's Strawberry Farm will be coming on Thursdays and Saturdays with pies to sell. Food items prepared by Sue and Algoma District vendors appeal to foodies, Pryor said. One of our vendors is a local chef whose hobby is growing hot peppers and making hot sauce. Jeff and Lisa Spence of Red Roof Honey produce their own honey and are going into cinnamon honey, a hot honey. You won't get that in the local grocery stores. The products we sell are unique. Pryor said the market is a win for vendors and customers alike. Farmers who produce pea shoots, for example, in season can pick pea shoots on Thursdays and sell them fresh to customers at the market on Saturday. Customers, in turn, can buy those pea shoots fresh, in contrast to buying those that have been transported by truck from elsewhere in the province and sold at supermarkets. During the Mill Market days on Canal Drive, the market was open on Saturdays throughout the year and on Wednesdays, beginning with the last Wednesday in June to the last Wednesday before the Labor Day weekend. The new Sue Market location on Brock Street is now open from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturdays throughout the year and, for the summer months, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thursdays. We open Thursdays for weekenders who want to shop for stuff and go straight to the cottage instead of shopping early Saturdays. Thursdays are 50% better on Brock Street than they ever were on Wednesdays on Canal Drive, Pryor said. The market affords local people the opportunity to try local food. It's very beneficial if you want to support local and buy local, and we are the biggest farmers market in town. The market also does its part for those who hunger in the community, Pryor said. Our farmers work in conjunction at the end of the day and donate food to Harvest Algoma so that food doesn't go to waste. Ultimately, we're helping the underserved portion of the community that way.